Tomorrow night as his wife is giving birth to twins. Full commentary of the event is on BBC Five Live Time.
Vintage board game, Escape from Colditz Castle. Blue box edition from 1971. Used condition. Three escapees missing.
In the event of a fire, if you're unable to leave your room, please call reception. Seal the gaps around the door and expose yourself in the window.
I would like to thank the lovely couple who were driving through Newmacher tonight and spotted our pet rabbit Sparkles on the main road. My daughter was distraught, but I'm happy to say she's now back in her hutch.
I would thoroughly recommend these wipes. I use them daily to help clean the bathrooms, surfaces, and knobs of elderly relatives living with me.
Well, thank you to all the remorseless pedants, eagle-eyed killjoys, and vigilant monsters who sent those in. Now let's try and tackle some of the bigger stories of the year. As 2018 dawned, this country's brave withdrawal from the EU had been moving along nicely, until shocking new research in geography uncovered a new EU country that nobody had noticed before, called Ireland. The Irish border issue is one of several delightful conundrums that Brexit has thoughtfully thrown our way, but thankfully, it was explained to us in no uncertain terms by some of the finest minds from the land of saints, scholars, and too many boy bands.
How's the whole sort of backstop thing looking, Neil? Presumably you're completely on board.
Absolutely, completely on board. But I'm glad that people are now realising that it's quite a complicated situation. The border, like, I'm sick of these politicians going, oh, the border is not complicated. Boris Johnson, that half man, half golden retriever that he is. It's just so frustrating. The border isn't that complicated. The border goes down the centre of certain roads in Ireland. To the extent if you're driving in one direction, you're in Northern Ireland, and the other direction, you're in the Republic. That is a complicated situation. If you have to drive into another country to overtake a car... that is a complicated situation. Get your passport out, Mary. We're going to burn this fella on the outside. It's a complicated situation, isn't it? And you won't be able to even weave in and out of traffic on that road either, because if you do, you look at your mobile phone and there'll be 45 text messages on it. Welcome to Vodafone UK, welcome to Vodafone Ireland, welcome to Vodafone UK, welcome to Vodafone Ireland. See, the worry is divergence. There are houses that straddle the border. I was in County Fermanagh. My friend said the front of that house is in the Republic and the back is in Northern Ireland. Like, so what happens if the laws diverge after Brexit? What happens if euthanasia is legal in one jurisdiction and not in the other jurisdiction? Grandad, come down for your dinner. I'm fine where I am. Thank you.
I wish I had something, some solution for you guys, but no, it's a pile of dung, isn't it? It's very hard from the perspective of somebody from the Republic to understand Brexit, because we're so into the EU in Ireland. We love them. Like, we've got teenagers have posters of Michel Barnier on their wall in Ireland. They have an 88% approval rating in Ireland, the EU. It's actually too high. We've been asked to tone it down a bit. They said, seriously, have a little bit of self-respect, Ireland, will you? We're like, whatever you want, whatever you like, but have you thought about what you want for Christmas? Go on, go on.
Is there a solution to the Irish border?
Number one, it's not the Irish border, it's the British border in Ireland.
Okay. That's it.
The Irish border is the beach.
Well, I'm glad that we cleared all that up. And may I be the first to say that I'm sure that the government, whoever they may be at the time of broadcast, has absolutely got this whole Brexit thing under control as we head towards the March 2019 leaving date. But in many ways, this was Theresa May's year, in very much the same way that it becomes your bomb if you're left holding it when everybody else runs away at the end of an especially extreme game of pass the parcel. She was, for many, a rock in an uncertain world. Truly, she had it all. She had the power, she had the grudging support of the DUP, and at the Conservative Party conference earlier this year, she had the moves.
They said she danced. I don't think you could really call it dancing. She did a sashay, and it was sort of a swanky swivel type walk, I think.
I don't think sashay or swanky or even swivel are words that you could apply to what she did. She did movements.
It looked like a removals man on MDMA trying to shift a wardrobe. I saw that and I thought, Brexit is clearly already taking effect because it's limited their own freedom of movement.